What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into a Wednesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm Matt Perrault here on bettingpros.com. Every morning we are here thanks to BetMGM, and we are here on Betting Pros on YouTube, on wherever you get your podcasts, any platform that has audio, you will find the Daily Juice Podcast. Okay, so the Red Sox unfortunately got rained out. So we've got a doubleheader today at Fenway Park, and at the time of taping right now, I don't have the ability to bet on the on this game. No one. And I mean, East Coast, West Coast, no one has Red Sox game one up. Now, if it is Robbie Ray up against Garrett Richards, it's a 7-inning game. So I got to see what the numbers will be. I very well might come back with the exact same bet and take the Blue Jays first five, laying a half a run, depending on the juice, depending on the number. I don't know exactly yet as to what we're going to do. So the Discord channel is going to be important today for the baseball bet. I might play both. I don't know. I may have both the Red Sox games, Blue Jays and Red Sox, both games. I may have a play on both. So not there yet. Can't bet the first one yet, but that's going to be a baseball play. So bettingpros.com/chat is important. If you're on YouTube, there's a link underneath me to get into the Discord channel to be a part of it. That's where I will put one or two baseball plays going at you coming up here today. Now, I hope you're listening to this early in the morning. I know a lot of you guys do this. You listen early in the morning. I'm going to post this and tag everybody in the Discord channel. And hopefully you see this on my Twitter account at Sports Talk Matt. I'm playing both Olympic men's basketball games today. The first one is at 4 a.m. Eastern time, and the second one is 8 a.m. Eastern time. So overnight, both for me. So I'm going to wake up tomorrow and have a pretty good idea if I'm having a good day or a bad day, and that might dictate whether I come back with one or two baseball bets. I don't know. If I hit them both, maybe I'll be really happy, and I'll come back and knock them both down and maybe go with Red Sox, Blue Jays for both games. I don't know. But we went 2-1 yesterday in with Olympic bets. Softball goes 2-0, which was really nice. Under for Team Japan and USA. Japan won that game 2-0, so we got that right for a half a unit. And we came back and we had Mexico at +1.5. They lose 3-2 in the bronze medal game, so we got that right. Unfortunately, Team USA women's soccer against Australia, they didn't score. Neither one scored. I thought both teams would score. We had that at even money, but neither one scored. So it was a 2-1 day for us yesterday, so it's a winning day. Yesterday, baseball does not get played, so 2-1 as we head towards tonight, where we'll have Team USA going with two bets on Team USA. So we've had some late money come in here on Iran, and the line's down to 40. So we played +42 for the game, and that also drops the first half price down, which is a little bit unfortunate. We played 23.5. It's about 22 right now for a first half number for Team USA against Iran. So that's, we'll hopefully go 2-0 there on those, or at least split it and go 1-1. So late money coming in on Iran, it's not shocking by any means on that, because it's a 40. I mean, as I said, it was 42. It got to as high as 43.5, by the way, before the professionals came in and started to hammer it and drop that number down. So, I mean, Team USA, the public was betting it and driving the number up. We bet +42. It could have gotten as high as +43.5. Hopefully we don't need that number. Team USA has not won by a 40-point line, I believe, since like 2019. It's been a while since Team USA, and they're coming off the loss to France. So you figure they're going to be really angry in the first half. That's what I'm hoping, at least. Get a 30-point lead in the first half and then kind of throw the brakes on and don't care all that much and coast. And hopefully we have a fourth quarter like Iran had in their first game against the Czech Republic, where they outscored them by, I think, 20 points in the fourth quarter to come back and easily cover that. I think it was 18.5 point line. I think they lost by 8 or 7 or 8 in the first game. So we've got that. Okay, before I give you the two plays here real quick for tonight for Team USA, for USA basketball, you know where we are with that, but for Olympic basketball, let me tell you that the Sharps Report episode 3 is out. Spotify has it, okay? Episode 3 for the Sharps Report. It is me and Captain Jack Andrews for an hour-long conversation about a variety of really cool things. We talk about the European model versus U.S. books. We talk about the future of sports betting. We talk about finding markets that you can exploit and make more money. He tells us how he bets the NFL. He tells us when he bets the NFL. He talks a lot about what his new venture is going to be. and how content versus, you know, in the future versus where we are right now, will we see sharper books emerge? Will there be a marketplace for people who want to find different books? It's, if you like sports betting, this is a really fun conversation and you can really enjoy it and find some useful tips and tools that Captain Jack Andrews presents on the third edition of the Sharps Report. So the video for myself and Todd Furman came out on Tuesday, which is nice, on YouTube. You can watch that if you haven't listened to episode one. The beautiful thing about these podcasts is that they're pretty evergreen. And that's kind of the point of them, is they're not going to be really all that specific. There are some things that are, you know, topic specific that I got into with Captain Jack Andrews, you know, about some things happening with the books and, you know, kind of some market moves and what the books reacted to with the Aaron Rodgers situation and whatnot. So we did get a couple things in there, but primarily my talk with Chris Andrews from the South Point and Todd Furman from Fox Sports One, and now Captain Jack Andrews, professional sports gambler, are all evergreen. And you can listen on road trips and you can listen on your way to work or whatever it might be, go on a hike, go on a run. It's a really cool time just to bring it along and listen. So if you've not subscribed, again, I don't know what's going on with Apple. I will alert everybody the second that it goes live on Apple. But as of right now, it's live on Spotify. It's live, I think, on like every platform except Apple. It's live. So go search the Sharps Report and you'll see episode 3 with myself and Captain Jack Andrews, which is out this morning here from us at bettingpros.com. OK, so let's get to the plays. OK, the first one is going to be an early morning, really early morning, Italy and Australia. This game is going to tip off. I think it's about 4 a.m. Eastern time. I think that's when this game's going to tip off. 1 a.m. Pacific time is when you're going to get that. Let me double check on the time for that. The game is, 1:20 Eastern time, 5 a.m. for Team USA, sorry, for France and Czech Republic. We'll start with Australia and Italy here. All right, so Australia is deep. They have Joe Ingles, Dante Exum, two players I like a lot. Patty Mills, who is just awesome, had 25 points and 6 assists in the first game for Team Australia. You've got Matisse Thybulle, who is a great defender, had 7 points and 5 steals in the first game for Team Australia, in a pretty nice win for them against Nigeria. Italy, you know, the Italy shooters are going to be pressured, and really it's about Gallinari and the 3-point shot. Italy, 15 of 31 from 3 in their first game, and that's pretty impressive against Germany. They had 11 steals against Germany. They are defensive minded and they're going to pressure Australia. And some people think Italy can keep it close if they can hit 3-point shots. But if Australia can get out and pressure here and use their depth and use their talent to not allow open 3-point shots and force Italy to put the ball on the deck and get to the rim, it's going to really benefit Team Australia here. I like Australia starting 5 a lot. I think their bench is decent. The number is 7.5 points here. The 3-point shot hopefully isn't falling here. I think we got a 10-point or more lead for Australia defensively, and I think you're seeing up-tempo, defensive-minded team. 84-67 was the win over Nigeria for Australia. I don't think it's going to be that lopsided here against Italy, but I don't see the weapons that you need to go up against this Australian team. And I think Australia is a sneaky good team with the number of NBA players they've got. They love playing together. I'm going to lay the 7.5 points here. Australia minus 7.5 up against Team Italy, going against my namesake. I'm half Italian, but we're going with Australia and their NBA talent to stop Gallinari and the long shooting 3-point shot for Italy. Get out in the perimeter, get your hands up, get Thybulle in, you know, on the perimeter to stop Gallinari. Don't allow 3-point shooting. 15 of 31 is pretty darn impressive in game one. If they don't replicate that, I think we're good here with Australia minus 7.5 to win and cover this morning here at the Olympic Games in their second game of pool play at the Olympics. Australia, minus 7.5, play number one for a half a unit at minus 110. Play number two, let's talk about France and the Czech Republic. This game is at 8 o'clock Eastern time, 5 a.m. Pacific time here for this one. The Czech Republic is feeling good about themselves. Czech has played well lately. They won their opener against Iran, but they were up by 21 points at one point against Iran, and then they kind of collapsed. They took a breath, they relaxed, And now how will Team France deal with the accolades of beating Team USA? Not covering the 12 points like we thought, beating Team USA by 12 points. As 12-point dogs. That was a shocker. Okay, even I didn't think Team USA would lose the game outright. I just thought France would keep it close. They won the game outright. What, plus 500 dogs? And they won, and they wound up covering that game and winning that game. So the Czech Republic shot okay from the field, but they were brutal by from behind the three. 20% from behind the three-point line against Iran. So defensively, this is a Czech team that has not been great. They've been okay. They allowed 50% shooting by Iran because in the fourth quarter, they gave them anything they wanted to, basically. And they just fell apart. Now, France is coming off this gigantic win, and now they're riding high. They shot 46.8% from the field. They shot 30% from behind the three-point line against the Americans. Evan Fournier had 28 points in that game. Rudy Gobert had 14 and 9. Defensively, France was really good against the Americans. I mean, Team USA couldn't buy a bucket from behind the arc until the game count. I mean, France was up by 2 points, and Team USA was jacking threes. They missed three consecutive threes under a minute to go. I have no idea why didn't they just drive to the rim and try to get a bucket and go to overtime or try to tie the game. Instead, Team USA was trying to play hero ball, shooting threes, and they wind up losing the game outright because I don't know why they were doing that. But 36% from the field and 31% from behind the three-point line. So defensively, France really does get it done. So that's why I believe that France defensively is going to be able to frustrate the Czech Republic. And I don't think they've got the offensive firepower from behind the arc to make France pay if they pack it in and they play a zone and they say, okay, go ahead and shoot it. We don't think you can shoot. And we'll use Rudy Gobert to protect the rim. And if you drive in, we're going to block every shot you guys take. I'm okay laying 8.5 points here. It's a little high. I know Czech Republic is 1-0. France won both meetings against Czech Republic dating back to 2019 in World Cup qualifying. They also beat them in the 2018 World Cup qualifying as well. So here are these two teams meet in Olympic play. France has had a pretty good record against Czech Republic. I'm going to lay the chalk here. I'm going to lay the 8.5. France minus 8.5. to win against the Czech Republic, win and cover with a double-digit lead, with a double-digit win here. France, half a unit, minus 110 at minus 8.5 to win this game up against Czech Republic. Okay, so we've got three games going overnight. We've got Team USA against Iran, we've got Italy and Australia, and we have France and the Czech Republic. So we've got plays, we've got two units in play here on these three games going. So when we get up, we're going to know pretty early how the day went, how we started the day. And then I start my Red Sox and Toronto betting. And by the way, just so you know, people got confused on this. I said I'm going to bet, I'll have a bet on every Red Sox game. I didn't say I'm going to bet on the Red Sox every game. That's a big difference, okay? That's a big difference between the two. I'm going to have a play on it, meaning I'll bet against the Red Sox if that's the right side, okay? If that's the right side, I'll bet against the Red Sox. If you're watching on YouTube, I have to get my cat because my cat is now going to attack the camera. So here is my cat again who wants to attack the camera every time we talk. So Marshmallow does his thing. He attacks every time I'm in here now. So if I don't shut the door, which I didn't shut the door, he comes on in here and attacks the camera. You know, the ceremonial mascot of the Daily Juice podcast is Marshmallow, the orange and white cat here, who is now 11 weeks old. So go be it. So be it. All right. Two plays for us here. Plus, we're adding baseball on the Discord channel. Italy, Australia, we're laying the 7.5. France and the Czech Republic, we're laying the 8.5. Half a unit on both. Discord channel will be where we'll be for the baseball play, bettingpros.com/chat to get into that if you need to get into that. And by the way, for the Discord bet this week, I did not do it Monday and Tuesday on purpose. I want to wait till Thursday to kind of bring in golf and bring in MMA and bring in the weekend events because there's just not enough to bet on right now for everybody. I want options and I feel like it's just baseball and that's it. Baseball and the Olympics doesn't do it for me. I want more than that. So at least if we do it on a Thursday, that gives us a chance to bet on golf, to bet on MMA, to bet on boxing. We get a lot of things we can bring in from a weekend perspective with the Discord channel. So Thursday is when I will be doing the Discord channel conversation around 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern time. I will remind you in the Discord channel and tell you guys all about that coming up later on Thursday for tomorrow's podcast and whatnot. as we go into tomorrow. So today's Wednesday. We'll do it tomorrow here on a Thursday for the Discord channel bet as we get to the weekend. So we'll try to do that coming up here. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast right here on bettingpros.com, brought to you by BetMGM.